Unit 8, pages 154 to 155. Reading 2.
Too good to be true. It is no secret that most children cannot resist sweet or salty fast foods. Their love of fast foods is one of the reasons for the increase in the number of overweight children nowadays. To make matters worse, they are bombarded by ads and commercials with pictures of foods that are high in sugar, fats, and salt, which tempts them to eat even more unhealthy foods. In 2018, the Center for Science in the Public Interest, CSPI, a nonprofit organization, researched the number and content of commercials broadcasted on 12 major TV channels that were aimed at children. A recording of 6 hours of children's programs showed that 99% of the items advertised did not meet nutritional standards. Although the World Health Organization, WHO, has clearly stated that there is a direct link between advertising unhealthy foods and weight problems, commercials and ads promoting unhealthy foods are still widespread. For years, one of the ways to tempt young viewers has been to create commercials with their favorite cartoon characters. For example, Bugs Bunny has advertised macaroni and cheese, and Bart Simpson has advertised candy bars. In addition to TV commercials, characters from famous animated films, like Elsa and Anna from Frozen, have appeared on limited editions of cereal boxes. Last but not least, the use of celebrities like Beyoncé in commercials has proved effective in attracting both young and older audiences. The more youngsters are exposed to such advertising, the more they feel the need to taste the foods they see. In addition, studies on the effect of this kind of advertising show that the use of media characters not only attracts young viewers, but also makes them think the product tastes better. This might result in more youngsters gaining weight and suffering from diseases they haven't suffered from in the past. Although there have been attempts to restrict the exposure of youngsters to harmful advertising, it is not enough. Clearly, the time has come for advertisers to ask themselves if making money is more important than children's health.